I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
News. This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. It's official. Representative Chris Stewart is resigning from Congress. But there are still a lot of questions this afternoon, and we have team coverage. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is here live in the studio with the very latest. Amy.
Stewart says in a statement that his wife's health concerns have made it necessary to retire. This comes after we learned yesterday that this was going to happen, and we're now getting reactions from other Utah leaders. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has been watching for those to come in all day.
The remaining three members of Utah's congressional delegation issued a statement saying how sad they are to hear Congressman Stewart is planning to resign. Signed by Republicans John Curtis, Burgess Owens, and Blake Moore, it goes on to describe Stewart as a dedicated public servant and an invaluable source of guidance.
Senator Mitt Romney issued a statement calling Stewart a terrific partner when it comes to advancing Utah's priorities. Senator Mike Lee said Stewart has earned respect from both sides of the aisle. It's not clear when Stewart plans to step down. His statement says that he will retire after an orderly transition can be ensured. Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch tells David Nujanovic that Utah's law requires elections on specific days.
It's going to be either in a municipal general election, the presidential primary election, or a regular primary or general election in an even year.
But the governor could also call for a special election within 7 days of when Stewart vacates his seat.
But why can't the governor just do that right now?
So the law spells out that the seat has to be vacated or Stewart will have to send a letter specifically to him saying that he's officially resigning. And if we do have a special election, it could complicate things because of all the work it takes to hold an election.
We have to be able to get the information to the printers and be able to get the ballot finalized and ready to print. And we have to serve our military and overseas folks, which federal law requires that they get a ballot.
Now, Amy, there's a national question here as well. Republicans in Congress have a very slim majority. Could this change things?
It could. There's just a handful of seats separating Republicans right now. The head of the Utah GOP is confident that that seat will be filled with a Republican after they go through the election process. But again, it's not clear when that seat will be vacated or for how long. So it could be a couple of days, could be a couple of months, a couple of key critical votes.
And meantime, candidates are lining up to replace Chris Stewart.
Yes, they are. Lindsay Ayert says that angle today. She's spoken to Becky Edwards on that earlier.
You've heard it from KSL News Radio first. Becky Edwards intends to run to replace Congressman Stewart. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayert actually broke the story about an hour ago. She's joining us live. Lindsay.
Yeah, Jeff, Republican Becky Edwards ran for the Senate against Mike Lee in last year's primary, you'll remember, but now she says she intends to try for this House seat.
I received hundreds of phone calls and messages from people really asking me to run, and I am thrilled with the opportunity to have that support in this setting and looking forward to running in this race.
She got about 30% support in that Republican Senate primary. She says she's announcing her intention today because she plans to visit every area in the 2nd Congressional District.
And share my commitment to their families, their businesses, their communities, and that I will work hard for them in Washington, D.C. And I need to get on the road.
State Senator Todd Weiler also tells me he's, quote, definitely considering a run as well and will make a decision in the next couple of days. Reporting live, Lindsay Ayert, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Linz. KSL's top national story, the bill to raise the debt ceiling is now headed to a vote on the House floor. Maybe it's 6:30 tonight.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's optimistic.
We believe it's going to happen. We believe this bipartisan agreement clearly should get both Republican and Democratic votes in both the House and the Senate.
There's been opposition from both the far right and far left in recent days, both sides saying the compromises made to seal this deal go too far. When the vote happens tonight in the House, you will hear live coverage right here on KSL News Radio. The Russian military is blaming Ukraine for a series of drone attacks around Moscow. University of Utah law professor Amos Chiora told David Nujanovic, no matter who's behind the attacks, they're raising serious concerns in Russia about their air defenses.
There's no way these drones should be hitting the targets the way they're hitting the targets. And whether or not they are blowing buildings up or just causing minor damage is frankly irrelevant.
Ukraine has not claimed responsibility for the attacks on Moscow. The U.S. has asked leaders in Kyiv not to launch attacks inside of Russia. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
And it's been a rough one going north this afternoon, whether you're on I-15 or you're on Legacy Parkway. Slowdowns on both of those roadways will add plenty of extra travel time, especially in that stretch on Legacy from North Salt Lake all the way to Centerville. 215's West Belt struggled with crashes near the I-80 interchange. North 15 backed up into downtown because of a crash, and then southbound delays where you'd expect from South Salt Lake to Midvale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Andy. Utah County officials have declared a state of emergency because of flood damage there. Officials say cities in Utah County have suffered more than $10 million in damage, but they only budgeted $2 million for flooding. The emergency declaration clears the way for the county to apply for more money from both the state and federal governments. Sandy City has issued an emergency flood declaration for four creeks, including Little Cottonwood Creek. Angela Favor lives next to the creek in Cottonwood Heights. She says they're ready, but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got. But it seems to be the weather's cooperated pretty well with us this year. And so it seems like we're doing pretty good as far as how the runoff is going.
Favor says her family has flood insurance and they've moved some valuables upstairs. The emergency declaration in Sandy lasts 30 days. A 14-year-old faces manslaughter charges in a deadly rollover crash. UHP and Richfield police responded to the crash earlier this month on a dirt road. Police say three teens were traveling much too fast, with a 15-year-old standing up through the sunroof when the driver lost control and crashed. Police say a third teen told them the 14-year-old was serving as the designated driver. We are not naming him because he's being charged as a juvenile. KSL News Time 5:07. Wild animals in need for emergency medical care will have to find a new place to go come fall because the Wildlife Rehab Center of Northern Utah has received an eviction notice.
Wildlife rehabilitator Aaron Adams says they're serving nearly 150 animals.
Right now we've got beaver and a marmot and a gull and eagles.
The Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in the city of Ogden itself agreed 13 years ago to let the center take up house in their current building. They have until September to find a new place. Ogden's communications manager Mike McBride says the deadline will be extended when the center meets a few criteria.
Establish a contract with New Real Property or else enter a lease agreement on a new property.
The center has stopped receiving new patients for this year. Dale Spaulding, KSL News Radio.
Health officials in Cache County are warning residents about an outbreak of whooping cough. The Bear River Health Department says just seven people have been affected, but because pertussis is extremely contagious, they wanted to put out the word now. KSL News Time 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Let me read you the tag on my T-shirt. I'm going to put on my reading glasses here. It was made by a company called Blue 84. 52% cotton, 48% polyester, made in Mexico, RN number 99659, and there are four little emojis. There's an iron, a cup, a triangle with an X through it, and a record player? I have no idea what they mean, but this is the law. The shirt or blouse you're wearing right now has to have a tag or label. Your pants, your dress, your underwear, it must be tagged with its fiber content, country of origin, and the name of the business that made it. It's the law. And you know what happens when you break the law.
But I shot a man in Reno.
just to watch him die.
Well, not exactly the prison Johnny Cash sings about. The violators of the labor law will face stiff fines. These laws have been on the books for more than 50 years, but you know what's not required on the label? The size. Because size is subjective. Anyone who shops at Amazon knows an XL from China is really large, or maybe a medium. But for all the rules and regulations, there's no need for big clothing tags with little letters anymore. The fashion industry wants to save itself the aggravation and just attach one little QR code on shirts, pants, skirts, blouses. You would just boop it with your phone, and it would lead you to a webpage with fiber content, care instructions, maybe even a coupon if you're scanning it at the store. Ralph Lauren is a leading advocate for QR codes instead of those big itchy tags, but don't expect a rule change anytime soon. In Congress, they can't even agree on a budget, and politicians love labels.
I hang my head and cry.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Which brings us to traffic and weather together. An emergency report we're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy, what's the deal?
Well, the deal is it's hard to go north without having a long wait. And if you start on I-15, in fact, if I'm being honest, the slowing really starts around 33rd South in Salt Lake. There's a slight break after you pass a crash at North Temple. And then you're on the brakes all the way up into Woods Cross. You've still got slowdowns Farmington to Kaysville. The southbound delay that we were seeing through there earlier is a little bit better. If you're thinking Legacy, well, it's not going to be any faster. It's slow the whole way from North Salt Lake to Centerville. And we still have those issues in Ogden to deal with, although 12th Street's starting to look better as you head from the freeway over towards Wall. Mark?
Mostly rough out west, but just really rush hour delays on Mountain View through West Valley, down again through Daybreak and Bangor. Spotty slowdowns between California Avenue and Kearns, down again at 9800 South. And then there's a wreck in Utah County on southbound I-15, down at 1400 North Springville. It's just pulled away. This has been heavy coming down from Provo, east to Bay, and then northbound's been sluggish as usual up around Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve?
Usual slow ride on southbound 15 from downtown. You've got to see delays right around 45th South out to 90th, also at the point. Northbound 15, a little busy there in Bluffdale. And then rolling into downtown from 33rd South to the 6th South exit. Delays on the 201 westbound from 9th West. Had a crash at 13th. Looks like that's cleared. That was on the right shoulder, affecting some of those delays. Also from Mountain View out to 7200 West. Premium checking from America First is more than a regular account. In fact, it's so loaded with benefits and features, it was voted best perks by Money.com. Apply for it today at AmericaFirst.com. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're still looking at mostly cloudy skies with a few little pockets of thunderstorms dancing around the Wasatch. Temperatures will generally stay in the low to mid-70s through 7, 8, and even 9 o'clock, upper 60s for 10 and 11. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 50s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
If we get a sunset, it'll come at 8:51 p.m. right now. 76 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time. 5:12, a crash earlier this afternoon near Southtown Mall apparently involved a motorcycle rider on the run from a traffic stop. State police tell us the bike was headed north on I-15 from the point of the mountain into Salt Lake County at over 100 miles an hour. They tried to stop the biker, but he took off and he crashed off 106 South near the mall. There's no word on the biker's condition. Sandy police are now investigating. The White House has just announced it'll be issuing another drawdown of American weapons inventory.
It's about $300 million more in military assistance for Ukraine. And this aid package is really more about ammunition, more missiles for the Patriot air defense system, more missiles for the HIMARS launcher that can reach as far as 40 miles, more systems for the ammunition for that artillery package that they really need, because we've been talking about that really intense battle in Bakhmut. That has been a back and forth with lots of ammunition.
That's ABC's Louis Martinez reporting. U.S. officials are angry with China for flying a military jet in front of a U.S. plane and threatening the safety of the crew.
That Chinese jet flew so close to the U.S. reconnaissance plane that the U.S. plane flew into the jet's wake turbulence.
Well, it was unsafe and it was unprofessional.
National Security spokesman John Kirby saying the lack of direct U.S. to China military communication could be deadly.
That could lead to miscalculation and misunderstanding and maybe getting somebody hurt.
China is blaming the U.S. for sending surveillance planes to international waters over the South China Sea. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Tomorrow, listen to Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda from 5 to 9 a.m. We're going to have an intriguing report about the unintended consequences of U.S.-China relations being tense. A big hit to Utah's dairy farmers. That's tomorrow morning on Utah's Morning News right here on KSL News Radio. North Korea's attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into space goes down in the books as a failure.
Pyongyang's newly developed rocket lost thrust following the separation of its first and second stages and came down off its west coast. It's a setback for Kim Jong-un's push to boost his military capabilities, but after an unusually quick admission of failure, North Korea's vowed to conduct a second launch after learning what went wrong. That suggests Kim remains determined to expand his weapons arsenal and apply more pressure on Washington and Seoul. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Sandy City has issued an emergency flood declaration which will last for the next 30 days. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Congressman Chris Stewart has officially announced his plan to resign, citing his wife's health. He did not give a date for his resignation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, it really is the I-15 corridor everywhere between Murray and Farmington right now. You've got delays affecting you in both directions for long stretches. Legacy Parkway's also really had issues tonight the whole way from North Salt Lake all the way up into Farmington. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pop-up storms today, and there'll be more tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
76 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A star of a TV sitcom is heading to prison now that he's been convicted of rape.
Danny Masterson has been found guilty of two felony counts of forcible rape. The jury hung on a third count in the actor's sexual assault retrial. The first trial ended last November and hung jury on all counts. This time, the jury unanimously convicted Masterson of raping two women, deadlocking 8 guilty, 4 not guilty on accusations by a third woman. Masterson showed no emotion as the verdict was read, his wife Bijou Phillips loudly crying in court. He was taken away in handcuffs. He'd been free on bail since his 2020 arrest. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The House is set to vote tonight on a bill to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. Some far-right Republicans say they'll vote no, but Majority Whip Tom Evers says GOP leadership isn't worried.
This happens with every piece of legislation that comes through the House. Some people will get out early, voicing their displeasure based on things they've heard, based on things that they've been told.
Some progressive Democrats are also lukewarm on the bill. Alex Murdoch's been arraigned on federal charges for indictment, saying he stole money from his clients. He's pleaded not guilty, but his attorney says that could change. Murdoch is serving a life sentence in South Carolina State Prison for the murders of his wife and son. NASA held its first public meeting on UFOs a year after it launched a study into unexplained sightings. Dr. Nadia Drake says they aren't hiding anything.
To date, in the refereed scientific literature, there is no conclusive evidence suggesting an extraterrestrial origin for UAP.
UAP stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. The panel included retired astronaut Scott Kelly, who was the first American to spend more than a year in space. Wildfires burning in eastern Canada continue to create hazardous air quality conditions across most of the Northeast, from Maine to Washington, D.C. Stocks fell today, the Dow plunging more than 130 points. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth warning for parents in northern Utah about an outbreak of pertussis, whooping cough in the Cache Valley. But it's important to keep in mind this outbreak sounds worse than it is.
The south end of Cache Valley is the area that we're currently seeing the outbreak. Keep in mind that anything above 2 is considered an outbreak. We currently have 7 confirmed cases.
That's Bear River Health Department spokeswoman Esty Hunt. The good news is most of us have some degree of immunity.
Right now, of course, our biggest and always the number one protection is going to be to get vaccinated. And those that are vaccinated will be those that will most likely experience the less severe illness. So vaccine is our number one.
The concern, of course, is how contagious whooping cough can be. Hunt says your other lines of defense are the same things you use to prevent COVID. Hand washing, staying home when you're sick, all that.
We really want to protect that population who's at greatest risk, being those babies, people that have underlying health concerns that whooping cough could really affect, the elderly. Those types of individuals are those that are at the greatest risk. So the spread of this is concerning for that reason.
If you think you've been exposed, Hunt says you should contact your doctor. We have more details on our website, kslnewsradio.com. And for what it's worth, there's quite a discussion this afternoon in the newsroom about how you pronounce it. Is it whooping cough, whooping cough, or whooping cough? I've heard all three. Fortunately, we don't see that much of it that we really know what the proper way to say it might be. KSL News Time, 519. Traffic and weather together, an emergency report. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
I go with whooping personally.
Okay, same as me.
All right. Well, if you're going into Davis County right now, it's emergency traffic with slowdowns essentially from downtown Salt Lake all the way up into North Salt Lake before you see any break. And then slowdowns go again from Centerville to Farmington. We do have better traffic in the stretch around Ogden, especially along 12th Street. It does look like they got the lights fixed as well, just east of the freeway or west of the freeway in Layton at Main Street and Hillfield Road. So that's going to help people as well. But Legacy is not a good idea. If you're going to take it, just be prepared for brake lights all the way from North Salt Lake into Centerville. Mark?
It's been a little rough out west. Really, we've been not having too many accidents, but the delays on Mountain View, struggling through West Valley, around 3500 South again, down through Daybreak. Bangor, same thing. Spotty delays between California Avenue and Kearns, and it struggles again southbound further down at 9800 South. And then I-15's got some unusual delays. Southbound lingering around a crash that has cleared at 1400 North Springville, and you got some northbound delays up around Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve.
Southbound 15 delays usual between 13 South right now between 33rd and 90th as well. Also at the point of the mountain, northbound 15 busy in Bluffdale. And also rolling back the other way into downtown from 33rd South. Delays on the westbound 201 at 9th West, also from Mountain View out to 7200 West into Magna. And it looks like southbound Mountain View corridor packed in between 21st and 35th South. Advanced Window Products, high-efficiency windows, $2,000 off. 10 windows or more for a limited time, 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast is full of thunderstorms, lows in the 50s, highs in the 70s over the next several days with those pop-up afternoon storms each day. The pattern stays active through Saturday and Sunday, a little lull on Monday, but back to the potential for storms by Tuesday, Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
In Salt Lake City, we're at 76 degrees. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. KSL News Time, 521.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Excellent. And tonight, take my hand. Off to never, never land.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Financial services is one of Utah's fastest growing industries, and Morgan Stanley has been fundamental in its growth. For over 25 years, the firm has contributed greatly to our economy and our communities. Andrea Verkich, head of Morgan Stanley Salt Lake, tells us more.
For nearly a century, Morgan Stanley has been a global leader in financial services. We leverage the full resources of our firm to provide our clients with solutions at every stage of their financial journey. Across the Wasatch Front, our world-class talent, which is now 2,000 strong, powers our award-winning centers of excellence in wealth management, operations, and technology, as well as Morgan Stanley Bank, North America's headquarters, and our financial advisor branch offices. Our people here enjoy rewarding careers and a thriving, inclusive culture with a deep commitment to excellence and giving back. We proudly serve Utah communities through our many charitable partnerships and thousands of employee volunteer hours each year with nonprofit organizations like the Utah Food Bank, Camp Costopolis, and Ski Utah. We are proud of our strong history and the contributions we've made to this great state and remain committed for years to come.
In Utah, we see Morgan Stanley's core values in action every day. The firm and its employees exemplify doing the right thing, putting clients first, leading with exceptional ideas, committing to diversity and inclusion, and giving back. For more information, visit the Morgan Stanley website. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, speaking on business.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Avoid wet heads.
Cloudburst dropping a ton of rain.
And the bad hair day.
Gusty wind and hail.
Get ready for whatever is headed for your head.
What has happened to your head?
Before you head out, make us a part of your morning routine. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s on KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Delta Airlines has promised to become the world's first carbon-neutral airline. They made this pledge back in 2020, but a California woman says it's a bunch of baloney. She has filed a class action lawsuit claiming Delta's marketing campaign is misleading. She wants Delta to pay a penalty to every passenger who buckles a seatbelt. Pretty simple equation. Oil prices fall, airline profits go up. American Airlines has raised its outlook for second quarter profits. One simple reason: the price of jet fuel is coming down. Crude oil was down to $68 a barrel today. If you're planning to fly to the East Coast, a newly released study says Delta is number one. AirlineRatings.com released the rankings based on safety and staff motivation. JetBlue also scored well. If you are flying overseas, the number one international airline on the list is Air New Zealand. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 134 points. The S&P was down 25. The NASDAQ was off 82. KSL News Time, 526.
What I learned from Soda weight loss when I lost this 34 pounds and have kept it off for, you know, a year and a half now, is that weight loss starts and ends in the kitchen. It is what you eat. Should you exercise? Yes, absolutely you should. And they encouraged me to walk, and I do walk. In fact, I swim now. I mean, I exercise more. But it starts and ends with the food choices you make. And I was just a dumb eater. I thought I was a good eater. I'd eat oatmeal and yogurt and granola, and I thought that was good. I had to wipe all that out for the time that I lost weight. Now that I'm on maintenance, I can include things back in. But it's about the food.
Yeah, soda is spelled S-O-T-A, and it really is about science. State of the art is what it stands for. And my daughter lost 42 pounds. Here's the great thing. You do get more energy. So you actually help yourself in keeping that weight off by moving more and doing the things you enjoy, like swimming for you. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. It's spelled S-O-T-A. Think Tim and Amanda. Soda weight loss is state of the art.
Join KSL in the Greenhouse Show Saturday at the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District Garden Fair. The district's Learning Garden is at Highway 89 and 193 in Layton. It's a free event, 8 to 2 on Saturday.
Come on, the meeting's already started.
Sometimes it's important.
Last call, boarding gate number 9.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Pepper alarm.
Sometimes it's vital. Hospital treatment within 1 hour of a stroke can prevent lifelong disability. If you notice someone experiencing sudden weakness on one side or having a problem speaking, walking, or seeing, call 911 fast. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Claim KSL News Radio.
Last summer's heat was an anomaly.
This could also bring with it a chance for flash flooding.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Yes, emergency traffic were brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. The latest, here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we still have big delays on both I-15 and on Legacy Parkway as you try to head through Davis County, especially the stretch from North Salt Lake to Centerville. It doesn't matter which of those two roads you use, you will be in backups almost the whole way. You'll see some additional slowdowns right where Legacy and I-15 merge in Farmington, but then after that, the northbound drive seems to be in much better shape. Have some delays in Roy just off the freeway at 5600 South. I'm still seeing big delays on the northbound lanes in Ogden on both Washington and Harrison right now. Mark? KSL Traffic Trooper reminding us of an awful drive with delays on US 40 Park City down toward Heber 2. Section of construction causing the big headaches. Redwood Road heavy delays out of Bluffdale toward Camp Williams, and both sides of I-15 in Utah County sluggish between Orem and American Forks. Steve? Delays on northbound 15 busy in Bluffdale, rolling into downtown from 33rd South. Usual slowdowns on the southbound side of I-15 to 13 South, also between 33rd and 90th, also with a point. Got a crash westbound I-215 on the South Belt. That's at State Street. Got a right lane closed there. Delays back to Highland Drive. And delays on the 201 westbound at 9th West, also from Mountain View into Magna to 7200. Changes are coming to Bangor Highway, and now's the time to weigh in. Visit udot.utah.gov/Bangor to learn more. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another day that started off partly cloudy but has thunderstorms in it the afternoon. We're going to see this pattern repeat over the next several days. Lows in the 50s with highs in the 70s for the next few days. Scattered rain, lightning, thunder, and wind all the way through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 76 degrees in Salt Lake. KSL's top story. One day, two emergency declarations due to flooding. Even though the spring runoff hasn't been as bad as we feared this year, it has resulted in some big problems in Sandy and in Utah County. Our team coverage, Utah Flood Watch, begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Little Cottonwood Creek is one of four creeks named in Sandy's emergency flood declaration. Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky says they've been preparing for this since February.
Managing the debris flow, especially coming out of Little Cottonwood Canyon, there's been mudslides late this spring. All that debris is coming down.
Further downstream in Cottonwood Heights, Angela Favor, who lives right next to Little Cottonwood Creek, says she's prepared but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got, but seems to be the weather's cooperated pretty well with us this year.
The emergency declaration lasts for 30 days, which covers when these creeks are expected to peak. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Utah County's emergency declaration comes in light of more than $10 million in flood-related damages racked up so far in some cities across the county. The 2023 budget only included a fifth of that amount to deal with any flooding-related expenses, so they've burned through a lot of cash. What an emergency declaration does, both for Sandy and for Utah County, is clear the way for the local government to apply for funding from the state and federal governments to help cover those costs. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Did you know the snow melt began a little earlier than usual this year? And do you know why? It's because of dust.
University of Utah's Mackenzie Skiles explained the dust in the air is the reason for the early snow melt.
We put dust on it, makes it darker, and it absorbs more sunlight. It's just like, you know, wearing a black shirt on a sunny day versus a white shirt.
As a result, less sunlight is required to cause the snow to melt.
Most of the energy for snow melt comes from absorbed sunlight, even though most people sort of naturally relate that to warmer air temperatures. It's actually the sun that's melting snow and not air temperature.
Apparently the dust is coming from the West Desert. Eurocard Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:32. Representative Chris Stewart is resigning his seat in Congress. Stewart sent a statement to the media this morning saying it's been one of his great honors to represent the 2nd District. His wife's health concerns, he says, have made retirement necessary. Stewart has been elected to 6 terms in the House in a district that runs from Bountiful all the way to St. George. With him stepping down before the end of his term, many are wondering who will be the front runner to replace him.
Greg Hughes is one. Maybe look at a couple of current elected officials. Debbie, you'll smile when I see Dan McKay, Senator McKay. Maybe Senator Mike Kennedy.
Co-host of KSL at Night, Derek Brown, told David Dujanovic, we need to look at people who have name recognition and those who can quickly raise or have a lot of money for the campaign. KSL News Time 5:33. Our top national story, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce his intention to run for president next week. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Not a big surprise. He's been openly talking about this possibility for some time, but there isn't much in his favorability numbers that suggests that he's done anything more to convince a lot of skeptical voters. It does look in the latest polling that he's kind of taken it from both sides. A lot of people that oppose Trump think he might be too close to Trump, but a bigger problem is that Trump loyalists view him as disloyal because the former president has said as much. It will be a tough needle to thread.
Pence would join a growing Republican field hoping to challenge President Biden. No comment from the president this afternoon of the White House as the U.S. House prepares to vote on a compromise deal to raise the debt ceiling.
They haven't gaveled it shut yet,
he says. The vote is expected 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock tonight. When it happens on the House floor, we will report on it live here on KSL News Radio. If you've ever rescued a wild animal, you may have taken it to the Animal Rehab Center in Ogden. But that organization is being forced to find a new home. KSL News Radio's Dale Spalding has more.
150 animals are being treated at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah. Wildlife rehabilitator Aaron Adams says the eviction is surprising. The City of Ogden's communications manager Mike McBride says they made a temporary agreement with the center 13 years ago to use the building and perform their important work. Now the city's saying the lease is up. They'll extend the eviction if the center builds or leases a new location before the September deadline.
Ogden's Dinosaur Park will use the area for their new hatchery, where they're going to build the new dinosaur exhibits on the site. KSL News Time 5:35. First look traffic. Andy Farnsworth with us this afternoon, and I guess you bring bad luck.
Yeah, I must have, because, boy, it is a nightmare of a drive for people trying to head north. If you're on I-15, I-215, Legacy, going into Davis County, all of them struggling this afternoon, including I-15 slow from South Salt Lake all the way to North Salt Lake, and then you've got additional wait times in Woods Cross and Bountiful. It's not as bad as farther north as it was earlier, but going south will require patience from 33rd South, basically to Point of the Mountain, and now both directions of the freeway are struggling in Pleasant Grove. That's just the tip. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, Andy, do you have to do the quick turnaround and you're going to be here tomorrow morning at like 5?
No, actually, my daughter graduates high school tomorrow, so I'm off tomorrow.
Good for you. Thanks. Enjoy the day and congratulations to her.
Thanks.
KSL News Time 5:36, My Minutes up next.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Remember the Chinese spy balloon? Oh my goodness, everybody was making jokes about this balloon.
We should respond with something even dumber to flummox them. Like, we should send one of those air dancers they have outside car dealerships. No, but undercover with a wig and a mustache.
Poor Joe Biden. Obama got to order the assassination of bin Laden, and all he gets to do is murder a bag of helium.
That was fun. Or on Fox, it was deadly serious.
A high-altitude Chinese spy balloon.
There is, by the way, a Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
Chinese spy balloon.
So while we were all transfixed by this balloon like six-year-olds at a birthday party, turns out at the exact same time, China was quietly slipping mysterious computer code into computers on Guam, the home of a big U.S. airbase. Fortunately, after it spread, Microsoft detected the hack. The company issued a 24-page memo telling companies and government agencies, search your systems, get this thing out. At the same time you were laughing at or infuriated by the big white balloon, China was making use of home routers to distribute the malicious code. Seems that older home routers, like the one that might be in your living room, lack the security features to keep the Chinese out, and this made the spread of the code even harder to track. So what's this Chinese computer code for? Could be to freeze up U.S. computers in the event of a Chinese attack on Taiwan. Maybe not. Maybe it's just for espionage. Either way, it's a serious intrusion. Oh, look! It's a balloon!
Up and away, my beautiful
balloon. What were we thinking?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I think it's time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, if you're trying to head north, it's been a real rough one tonight because it doesn't matter what route you take. If you take I-15, you're in slowdowns from downtown all the way up into Woods Cross, Bountiful. If you decide to take 215, you've got some issues, but Legacy's slow the whole way from North Salt Lake up into Centerville as well. For those of you continuing north, hit some brakes right around the Lagoon area up into Kaysville. We've got Highway 89 backups both directions approaching I-84, both down the hill from Ogden and northbound from Layton up into South Weber. Mark?
Well, it's now heavy on SR-36 exit off the freeway, Lake Point down to Stansberry Park. Mountain View's been very heavy, SR-201 to 3500 south, then struggling again through daybreak. The heaviest Bangor delays are going to be southbound between West and South Jordan. I-15 mostly just sluggish between American and Fort Linden in both directions, getting another spot of heavy traffic briefly through East Bay. US 40 coming down Park City towards Jordanelle State Park. Extra heavy. Steve.
And a long, slow ride southbound 15 this afternoon. Got delays at 13 south, also scattered between 33rd and the Point of the Mountain. Delays on northbound 15 in Bluffdale, also from 33rd back into downtown. Got a crash on westbound 215 south, belt at State Street. Got delays from Highland Drive. Got the right lane closed there. More slowdowns on the eastbound side past the Murray Golf Course, approaching I-15. And delays on the 21st South Freeway westbound at 7200 West. Keep your allergies under control this spring with Rentmeister. Call 801-773-6900 and mention KSL for a free indoor air quality consultation. Visit us at rentmeister.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's time for the Pollen Report, brought to you by Rentmeister Total Home Services.
Pollen levels along the Wasatch Front remain low. Mold is still moderate, but all the tree pollens are on the low side and will stay that way for the next few days as scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Highs in the 70s with lows in the 50s. That pattern holds through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
76 degrees on this last day of May.
Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
You got no choice, babe.
Everything's changing so fast these days, and that's a great thing. Back in my day, we were lucky if we could get one video to load on a desktop computer, but now there's the Xfinity 10G network. That means the fastest internet with faster speeds rolling out every day, an internet that can power a house full of devices with ultra-low lag. So while one person streams a movie from their room, another can play video games in the basement, while another TikToks in the kitchen. It's the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Through July 21st,
1st. New customers can get 1 gig internet on the Xfinity 10G network, plus get XFi complete with unlimited data and Wi-Fi equipment included for just $30 a month for 2 years with no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile with unlimited data. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular rates apply to Internet service and devices. Gig Wi-Fi requires Gig Internet and XFi Gateway. Actual speeds vary.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, folks, it's Doug and Kathy with Window World.
Doug, can you believe it's been 20 years?
What's been 20 years?
Well, since we opened our first Window World store.
That is amazing. Our motto today is the same. Quality products, professionally installed, backed up by our awesome warranty.
And our team shares those very same values.
Come see us today. We have stores in Murray and Spanish Fork for your convenience.
Experience the Window World difference. Call 801-281-8111 or visit WindowWorldUtah.com.
And we promise no baloney.
KSL News Time 545. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Bear River Health Department is warning parents about an outbreak of whooping cough in southern Cache County. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, Congressman Chris Stewart is planning to resign because of his wife's health concerns. There's going to be a special election in the near future. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, it's kind of one big giant amorphous blob of delays as you try to head north from Salt Lake City into Davis County, whether you're on I-15, 215 Legacy. It doesn't matter. And we've got that crash along 215 South End that's been a big headache for drivers between Highland Drive and State Street. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the 80s before the storms got here. There's more where that came from. I'm Kevin Eubank.
76 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The House is back in session and expected to vote tonight on a bill to raise the debt ceiling and cut federal spending. Some Republicans say they'll vote no. They say Speaker Kevin McCarthy got out-negotiated.
I like Kevin. I just think we gave up way too much.
South Carolina GOP Ralph Norman. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has struck down two laws that ban abortion as unconstitutional. However, the procedure remains illegal across the state in almost all cases. The U.S. says Ukraine should not use American weapons for defense. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We have been very clear with the Ukrainians. Privately, we've certainly been clear publicly that we do not support attacks inside Russia. And we do not enable and we do not encourage attacks inside Russia.
Russia is blaming Ukraine for recent drone strikes on a Moscow apartment building. That 70s show star Danny Masterson sent her to prison. He's been found guilty of 2 out of 3 counts of rape in a retrial. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah Senator Mike Lee spoke against the compromise bill to raise the debt ceiling today. Mike Lee speaking on the Senate floor just at the same time the House is preparing to vote on that very same bill.
Madam President, $32 trillion. It's a colossal sum burdening every single American taxpayer. It's a tangible reflection of the prodigious debt accumulated over many decades of reckless spending. Now, the ramifications of our bloated national debt are far-reaching, felt in the daily lives of hardworking families crushed under the weight of relentless inflation. The prices of everyday necessities continue to rise, eroding purchasing power and placing an intolerable burden on the shoulders of every American family. A staggering figure ought to jolt us from our complacency, send shivers down our spines, and compel us to confront the dire consequences of Congress's longstanding recklessness when it comes to fiscal matters.
Senator Lee called the compromise bill lopsidedly negotiated and criticized it for failing to address the root cause of the current problems.
It's a bad deal for America, a missed opportunity to confront our challenges, an abdication of our responsibility to protect Americans' economic security and well-being. We can and must do better, Madam President. We must abandon the complacency that's brought us to this point and chart a new course, a course that values something approaching fiscal sanity. We can no longer afford to settle for half measures or short-term fixes. We desperately need a comprehensive and responsible plan, one that addresses the root causes of our fiscal predicament, curtails the bloated bureaucracy, and empowers American families once again to thrive. It's time to go back to the drawing board.
The senator went on to call the bill a fake response to burdensome debt. He added he plans to emphatically vote no when it comes up in the Senate. We're standing by for the vote on the House floor, expected to take place sometime within, say, the next hour. And we're going to cover that vote live right here on KSL News Radio. 5:49 now, traffic and weather together. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, the drive north is still a struggle, although there are some areas of improvement, including between Woods Cross and Centerville. Speeds have picked up just a little bit, but it's still really thick between downtown and the Woods Cross exit. Legacy delays don't start until almost 500 South Bountiful, but they continue all the way up almost to Farmington. Looking further north, I-15 actually is good now all the way up into Ogden. Still have some slowdowns on Highway 89 just before the I-84, but it's northbound. The southbound drive coming down the hill much better. Mark?
Yeah, it's a little bit rough on the SR-36 commute headed Lake Point down to Stansberry Park, and it looks like Bangor's getting some big backups between West Jordan and South Jordan, 9800 South. And then I'm also seeing delays coming down from Riverton as well. I-15 in Utah County, no major problems, but been slow both directions between American Fork and Orem. Steve?
Well, if you're on southbound 15 from downtown, got some delays there at 13 South, also scattered between 33rd South and about 146th South. Northbound 15 busy in Bluffdale as well, and from the Spaghetti Bowl at 21st South into downtown. Still have a crash on westbound 215 South Belt at State Street. Right lane closed there. Delays start at Highland Drive. And some eastbound slowdowns past the Murray Golf Course, plus a stalled vehicle. This is on the southbound I-15 ramp to head west on the 21st South Freeway. Got the Intermountain West Contractors Advantage, quality, speed, value for your money, and $1,000 off a roof replacement. Visit IWCroofing.com. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the KSL 7-day forecast is very active. We're looking at lows in the 50s, highs in the 70s, which is actually pretty close to normal for this time of year, but a very stormy pattern. Each day and afternoon, these thunderstorms will boil up. They're not widespread, but we do continue to see these pockets of heavy rain, lightning, thunder, and wind. Stormy pattern lingers through the weekend, little lull on Monday, but then another chance for more storms next Tuesday, Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. 76 degrees in Salt Lake City. We'll check the market close next.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
One, two, princess knew before you. That's what I said now. Princess, princess who adore you. Just go ahead now.
I'm letting you know this week is just a countdown to Friday, because when you get to the end of this 4-day week and your calendar reads Friday, June 2nd, it's Free Frazzle Friday. Every Friday in June, walk into your neighborhood convenience store, get a 12-ounce cup of Frazzle, no charge, gratis, take it, it's yours. Free Frazzle Friday. Participating convenience stores are everywhere. Holiday Oil, Maverick, Extra Mile, and more. Now, perhaps you're saying, Jeff, what is this frazzle of which you speak? Well, I'd say ask your kids. But it's a refreshing slushy with amazing fun flavors. You got Tiger's Blood, Tangarango, Georgia Peach. There are many others. My personal favorite, Blue Razzmatazz. Absolutely delicious. Tastes like summer. Frazzle started 20 years ago in Utah. Now it's all over the country, and it's free
on Free Frazzle Friday. Limit one per person. But kids are people too, so bring them. It's free. Locations are on the Frazzle app or at freefrazzlefriday.com. 2 days till Free Frazzle Friday.
Hey, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops here in Salt Lake City, Utah. You know, and here at PC Laptops, we know the universe is kind of strange right now. So we've worked really hard to bring you the most amazing deals right now. You can get an amazing, powerful desktop. In fact, it's a 2024 model you can get right now. That'd be perfect for work, play, school, production, whatever you want to do for only $11.99 or $29 a month. We also have special 12 months, zero interest financing. So it's kind of cool. You could use the bank's money. That's an approved credit. Get ready for school early, for work, or upgrade your productivity with the most amazing new 2024 models starting at $11.99. All backed with a lifetime parts and labor warranty at PC Laptops. Just go to PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com right now, because at PC Laptops, we really love you.
It's a shakeup of the Utah delegation to Washington.
Congressman Chris Stewart deciding to step down. The governor has to announce a special election schedule.
The seat will soon be vacant. This all sets the stage for a special election and new member of Congress. We're updating the story as it happens on KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. What an ugly day for Advance Auto Parts. The company released a dismal earnings report, and AAP stock tumbled 35% today. It was so bad, other auto parts suppliers had a bad day on Wall Street just because they're in the same business as Advance Auto Parts. Did you know that third parties were able to watch your Ring doorbell videos? Amazon is paying $6 million to settle an FTC case alleging that Ring violated your privacy. Back in 2017, a third-party contractor in Ukraine was able to watch every single Ring video in the system. That practice has since stopped. KSL Drive's auto safety regulators want car makers to sell vehicles with automatic emergency braking. The technology exists, so the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is proposing new regulations that would stop the car in a dangerous situation automatically, even if the driver doesn't react in time. Wall Street today, the Dow is down 134, ending the day at 32,908. The S&P was down 25. The NASDAQ off 82 points. KSL News Time 5:56. It is the 100-day countdown to Cougar football. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper.
BYU will be one of four new programs in the Big 12 Conference this season. The other newcomers are UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. Those three are coming over from the American Athletic Conference. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark has been consistent in his messaging that he wants to add more schools beyond BYU in the AAC3, particularly out west, maybe even in the Pac-12. Whatever Yormark does in realignment, count BYU coach Kalani Sitake as a supporter.
I really like the leadership that we're seeing from all angles, and I've enjoyed being a partner of Big 12 and then getting to know a lot of the coaches and the teams that we're going to compete against. So whatever the Big 12 wants to do, I'm behind it 100%.
The program that could become the next Big 12 member is Colorado. There's been talks between the two entities. Find out more on the latest between the Buffs and the Big 12 over at KSLSports.com. Countdown to Cougar football, 94 days to go. I'm Mitch Harper, KSL Sports.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care, so together we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Find out first. Register for breaking news alerts by texting us at the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. All you have to do is text the word news to 57500.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Calling all Utah locals, see the Southwest by rail on board Rocky Mountaineer. Until May 31st, save up to $1,200 per couple. Visit RockyMountaineer.com to book.
Traffic and weather together on the Nines are brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy, is it still rough?
It is, but it's looking better now in small areas. We've got slowdown still from downtown Salt Lake up to the North Salt Lake area, and then speeds increase in Woods Cross. A little bit of bog down in the construction from Centerville to Farmington, and then clear all the rest of the way north to Brigham City. We've still got delays in Ogden, especially over on Washington as you come up towards Weber State's entrance. And then we still have that delay on southbound 15 right around the Layton exit. Mark?
Still got delays on Mountain View. You struggle through daybreak down to Harriman, and then a couple spots of Bangor Highway delays between the Jordans again down from Riverton. I-15 in Utah County is re-aggravated with slowdowns around Pleasant Grove Boulevard, and then US 40's been rough headed Park City, I-80 on down towards Jordan-Nelson State Park. Steve.
Fat Cats in Bluffdale now open. Bring the family, enjoy movies, bowling, food, arcades, and more. Fat Cats, the best place for family fun. Fat Cats, Bluffdale, 13901 South Redwood Road. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.